Good morning, the exotic vet. Christy speaking.
Yes, good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I have a pineapple Connor.
Yeah.
She's just turned 9 years old. I've had her since she was 8 weeks old.
Yeah.
She's not doing so well.
Okay.
We brought her into you guys, maybe. Actually, you might be able to get her file up and have a look.
Yeah. Was I just talking to you earlier?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Peugeot.
Gosh, how do you spell that one?
P. Oh God, the name of the car.
P E maybe. Oh yep, there we go. Found her. Okay. Oh yeah, so she's had a few things in the past. Okay. So what was happening right now? She's not sort of doing much, is she?
No, she's in a lot of pain with her feet. She's using her beak to climb up and down the cage,
okay.
Not her feet.
Yeah. How long has she been doing that?
Oh, maybe a month or two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. She's still eating and drinking. She's still a little bit alert. But,
yeah.
I mean, like, we know there's something wrong because she spends most of her day in her bed.
Yeah.
And with her head down. And we think she's malnutritioned, but we've been giving her bird seed. We've been giving her bits of apple, you know, fresh water, sultanas, grapes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't know what the hell's going on, but I know her feet, her claws, her whatever you want to call them,
yeah,
they're really, 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 really tender to touch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not good. Okay. Alrighty.
And, like, normally a normal bird, when you try and get them out of their cage, they try and bite you and...
Yeah. Is she sort of flushed up and lethargic or anything today?
Not really. She's out eating and stuff, but like she's been like this for a little while, and we're just worried, you know.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Has she laid any eggs recently?
No, because you guys gave her those injections.
Yeah, yeah, they don't last forever, so there could be reproductive issues again. Yeah, all right. Bear with me 1 second. I'll stop you on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had a quick chat to the vet. If you could get down, he's only got time at like 12:40 for an appointment.
We can't do anything today. Is it possible to do it Saturday?
Oh, yeah, no, we can definitely do Saturday. Yeah, that's okay. Do you have pain relief for her, don't you?
Yeah, we're still
that?
Yes,
yeah.
We're giving that twice a day.
Okay, perfect. All righty. Okay, I could do Saturday. There's like a 9 o'clock.
No.
Or
anything after 11?
I could do like 11. I could do 10:40, or I could do 11:30 or 12 o'clock.
Okay. Can you do 12 o'clock?
Yeah, 12 o'clock. No worries. Alrighty, I'll pop you in there then. So Saturday 12 o'clock then.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Thank you very
much. Keep her the meloxicam in the meantime. Yep.
Yep. All right. No worries. We will. Do we still keep giving her the meloxicam twice a day or once a day?
Yeah, I would do twice a day if that's what was on the label originally. I think it would have been.
Yep.
Pretty sure.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that she's in pain and we've been doing it so that to try and help her.
Yeah. No. It should help a little bit, but yeah, we'll definitely get her in and see if there's anything else we can do.
Yep. All righty.
No worries.
Okay.
We'll see you on Saturday then.
Okay, no worries. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.